what we'll have to do, we'll just proceed with what we got. Before, I'm going to call the meeting to order at 11:43. Special monthly meeting, September 24th, Thursday. And so before I go on for approval of the agenda, just that I think I should say it, that should any of the commissioners think that there may be in conflict because of what this is, you should declare it. But I'd say that and we'll go from there. So we need to review and approve the agenda as submitted. Anybody want
to? Just a second. I think I saw Dennis. Please confirm, because I've been working 12-hour nights and I'm really tired. So I did send an email yesterday, and Dennis, I believe you replied about it. We want to add someone to our Fire Hall Building Committee, and I think you said that that could be added to the agenda today.
No, you could just, you can't add anything to the agenda once it's set, special meeting. So all you could do is ask for consensus. Does everybody agree with Bob being added to the committee? And if so, okay, we'll approve it at the next meeting.
Okay, I didn't think anything could be added to the agendas, but yeah okay, so if we can do that, that would be great.
Yeah, just a consensus at the end of the, before we adjourn.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So we need to approve the agenda as there's mailed out. Need someone to make a motion to approve this agenda, please.
I'll make that motion, Bill.
Okay, Martin made the motion, the seconder.
I'll second, Bill. Nancy.
Okay, Nancy second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion carried. Okay, we'll jump right to number 3. And that's a request for a decision. Dennis has supplied a request for a decision on, which he outlines his view of rates and advantages, disadvantages. And with that, is there any discussion?
Did the commissioners get my email this morning with a third option?
I don't know if anybody, I got mine. Martin, did you see one?
No. I did not this morning, no.
No, I didn't either.
You can, well, after that, again, if you'd like to, Nancy.
I beg your pardon? I didn't
feel free to send it to me again, and I'll have a quick look at it here.
I'm in the process.
Okay. Thank
You're
you.
You're sending it, are you, Bill?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Review it, that would be helpful.
Okay.
I said that this third option, I've just said, with this proposal, if anyone asks how the commission arrived at the property tax exemption amounts, we can say there is a direct correlation between our relief package and MODC's relief package. Each amount for the relief is the average of MODC's relief per income bracket plus the amount determined by our tax rate of 15.17 cents per income bracket divided by two. If we based our relief on our general tax rate alone, the benefits could be viewed as being rather miserly. This proposal is not as generous as the first outlined in the request for decision, or the second as outlined in the request for decision, but it is a compromise based on math rather than arbitrary numbers. Are you able to look at the numbers, Joanne and Martin?
Not right now. I'm not able to look at the numbers, no. You getting that, Joanne?
No, my computer is old and essentially not being very helpful right now. Well, what it boils down to in the third option, well, in the first option, the three categories would receive $500, $350, or $250, the lesser of the tax versus the benefit. The second option has $499.85, which is 65% of MODC's maximum, $346.05, which is 45% of MODC's maximum, and $192.25, which is 25% of MODC's maximum. What I've done is taken the maximum in level one of 769, added our tax rate of 15.717 cents for a benefit of 165, and divided it by two. So the category, first level would receive $467 versus 500, or $499.85. The second income bracket would receive $280, which is based on MODC's level or benefit of 461 and 21.5% of the village tax rate, or $99, for $280 versus $350. And the third income bracket would receive $187 based on that average and the tax rate for MOBC and BOC versus $250. So there it is.
I've always found tax relief to be, as to use your term, Nancy, to be somewhat miserly. I did see Dennis's note about how a flat rate would be easier to manage than a percentage rate. Is yours a flat rate or a percentage?
It's a flat rate based on percentages.
Okay, all right. So if your suggestion, if your recommendation offers greater tax relief, I'm in.
It does not offer greater tax relief than 500, 350, or 250. It offers a prorated relief according to the taxes that we as a village charge. And it is, if we based our relief only on the 15.17 cents that we charge in taxes, the relief rate for each bracket would be $165, $99, and $66. This is miserly, Scrooge-like. So what I did was combine the level one relief provided by MODC and the relief provided by our tax rate only, and divided it by two to get an average. So instead of $165, it would be $467. But what has been recommended is $500. And so on. Do you want me to continue on for each level?
Dennis, basically Dennis recommended $500 for the lowest level. That's less than $16,159 income. He suggested $350 for the 16,000 and 20,000. And between 20 and 27, he suggested $250. So that would be $250 for the highest income, $350 for the middle income, and $500 for the lowest income. What Nancy's saying is for the highest income, instead of $250, $187. For the middle income, instead of $350 that Dennis calculated out, $280. And for the lowest income, instead of $500, be $467. Or $467, excuse me.
The other thing that I would like to point out is that with the benefit of $500 for the least income bracket, that's a 65% benefit. $350 for the middle income bracket is a 75.9% benefit. And for the highest income, it's an 81% benefit. So the higher your income in those three categories, the greater the benefit, which is the opposite of what I think it should be. I would think that the least amount of earnings would require the highest benefit.
I'm with
Dennis,
you on that one, Nancy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jeff.
Dennis, yeah.
Any comments, Dennis?
No, you have all the information there.
Yeah. So, do you want to take a consensus, or should I just say Dennis's would be option one and Nancy's would be option two? And we take a vote on what we want, or do a consensus first? Joanne, I know you're tired.
I know that Dennis has worked on this with the municipality. I also know that, pardon me, that Nancy has given this consideration. Honestly, I think at this point, again, I'm really tired. I think I would go with Dennis's as being option one. I would like to look at Nancy's for perhaps next year.
Okay. Martin, got a comment?
Yeah, Nancy, your option is that you give the lower income people the higher tax break?
No, I just pointed out that the 500, 350, and 250 gives the higher income the greater tax break. I would like to know where the numbers 500, 350, and 250 came from. Are they not just arbitrary numbers? Looking good. The numbers that I have submitted are based on MODC's tax rate, the village tax rate, and the average for the two using the same criteria as MODC has used for their relief.
Okay.
If it's, don't, I just want to be able to explain to anybody who would ask, well, how did you come up with these numbers? Well, I don't know. Whereas with the option that I presented, it's very clear. It's the average of what each of the two of the municipal and VOC benefits.
Okay, I understand. Well, therefore, then yours is explainable. I'll go with you on that one there, just to spice things up. So Joanne, Ryan, opposite side of the boards again.
If I can just add,
yeah.
On my RFD, when I looked at the numbers, yes, they were arbitrary. But then when you look at it and you take into consideration the maximum that the municipality provides, so you have $769. And you can see 65% of theirs, their maximum is are $500. 65%, 45%, 25%.
Except they lower their maximum with each category.
We're talking about, I sent an email, I guess, on Tuesday, and we're talking about tax relief of $1,745. And I did ask MODC for a printout, how many people are on this within the village? We have six. And with this policy, those six people, we would not get the revenue of $1,745, but of the six properties, someone would be paying $109 based upon their assessment and income bracket. So they're not everybody's getting off totally, but they have to, based upon your income and assessment, you will have to pay something. Now, it's not a guaranteed amount, and to having six people, we don't know how many people are going to have put in applications because of COVID not working, and that'll increase. It might go from six till seven or eight, but I don't think there'll be a bad rush on it.
So it's not going to bankrupt us?
No, no.
Okay.
The only, I'm going to put my two cents in. The only thing that in the policy, we should have it written in the policy of how we calculated our stuff, got our stuff for years to come. I know it's not going to bankrupt us. And there are people out here that are in, but we're going to have to make a decision on one or the other for this year. So I'm going to need, I have to need a motion. That's what I got to have.
We have clear.
I don't want to delay this off anymore.
No, but however we do. That's what I was looking for, you know, some more information from our clerk treasurer, because we have clear information. It's associated with what the municipality is doing now. And I understand what Nancy's saying, and it's not that I don't disagree with her. However, I think that, looking at it the day before the special meeting, or 2 days, or whatever it is not the right time to do it. I would make a motion that we accept the recommendation of the clerk treasurer regarding the tax exemptions.
Okay, Nancy's making a motion for that. I need someone.
No, just one second. I've made a motion How can Nancy be making a motion at the same time?
No, I said, what I was saying is, Joanne made a motion on to accept as Dennis has written his RFP, or RFP, request for proposal, decision, I mean, RFP.
RFP, yeah.
So, I take it that you've made a motion to that we move with what Dennis has written.
Yes, that's my motion.
Okay, I need in order to go forward, I need a second.
Right.
You're going to be me or Nancy, so I guess it'll have to be me. We move ahead.
Well, hang on a second. Oh, sorry. You go ahead, Martin.
No, I said that either you or me has to make me second on this, so I'll do it. We get this done with.
Okay, you got it moved and we got second. Add something to the discussion.
I just would like to add one more thing. MODC has broken it down per income level. And their lowest rebate, or their first rebate, is $769. And $500 does represent 65% of that amount. But their second level, the rebate is $461. $350 is 75% of that, not 45%. And their third level rebate is $308. And $250 is 81% of that $308, not 25%.
It is 25% when you take the 769 times 45%, and 769 times 25%, and that gives you the amounts of each one I have presented in the RFD. Now, the simple reason for my proposal here is that trying to simplify it as much as possible for MODC to handle our residents that are applying for the exemption.
I agree with you.
They have over 100 in the whole municipality, and each person is called in to their office with their application to verify their income and sign the documents to ensure that, hey, it's legit.
I agree with you, Dennis, it is legit. And Bill, if you would like to take a vote, I hope every commissioner, Martin, Joanne, and you will feel free to vote with the proposal of 500, 350, and 250. I will abstain because I personally don't feel that I can vote for something that I can't respond to a citizen on. But I understand everybody else's position, okay?
So I don't know that we can actually pass a motion with 2 out of 5 commissioners voting in favor.
There would be 3, Bill, you, and Martin.
Okay. And I think Martin's already said that he's not, but, I guess we'll see.
He's almost entitled to change his mind.
Yep.
Okay, we got a motion by Joanne, second by Martin, to proceed with the request for decision that Dennis has put through this year so that we can get this going. Nancy's abstaining. Joanne, you're going to vote for it?
Yeah.
Martin? Can't hear you, bud. I see your lips moving.
I said, yes, let's just get this done. We'll go into Nancy's next year more in depth and get a better grip on it.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. I'll agree too. Let's get this going, get it over with. Dennis, can you make it happen, please?
Yep. I'll send it off to MODC. I'll revise the policy and send it off to them because they will be meeting with their applicants.
When you revise the policy, you will be making a couple of changes in the wording on section 2. Dennis?
Yeah, what?
When you send it off, will you be changing the wording in section 2 of the policy?
Okay, what's changing?
The 2.01 for owners of an income level of $16,159 or less. It should be $16,160. It's a small detail.
$50?
60.
Is
that whatever MODC has?
Yeah.
Which is $160.
Yeah. No, $159 or less, because the next one is number two is $16,160.
See that. And number three is $20,161.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
That's what MODC had.
Okay. So Dennis, you're gonna make that happen?
Yeah.
Now, I wanna move in about Bob.
Sorry, yes.
Thank
one
you.
Correction, please, Bill.
Yes, go ahead.
It's Lesser, L-E-S-S-E-R.
Okay, L-E-S-S-E-R.
For what?
I know where it is.
Exemption shall be the lesser of.
Yeah, it's L-E-S-S-O-R on the paper.
I'll tell MODC they got theirs wrong.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, let's move on. Just a quick consensus about Bob. And I pronounce his name wrong all the time. Udall, Udall, or...
Yoden. Please, Yoden. Yoden. Y-O-U.
Okay, you. So, Nancy, you don't have a problem with him?
No.
In the I know the Fire Commission doesn't because they had a vote. What about you, Mark?
Why does he want to get on the... Why does he want to get on this?
He was asked.
Okay, all right. Yeah, no sweat. It's all good then.
And Joanne, I know you're all for it.
Yeah.
So, and I think it's a good idea. So, at our next meet, we're going to make a formal motion to put him on the committee. Okay?
All right.
With that, just need somebody to adjourn us.
I move.
Second.
Move. It's adjourned at 12:11 p.m. Thank you all. Joanne, go back to sleep.
Yeah, I was finally sleeping.